going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jackie Moran, and I'm so excited to recap Keeping Up with the Kardashians tonight. Now, we've pushed back our recap in honor of Carmageddon, and we'll get to that in a second. But let me introduce my co-host tonight, Mari Fagel. Hey, Mari.
Hi, I'm so glad neither you or I, who are both living in New York, had to experience Carmageddon, though it sounds like it was no big deal and everyone made it into a much bigger deal than it actually was.
I know. I was just going to ask you if you were in New York or L.A. Our girl Kim Kardashian actually tweeted from New York that she avoided Carmageddon, and apparently everybody else did, too, because it seemed to be...
I know. It was on the weekend. I don't understand why it was such a big deal. Phil, I hate to put you down because your emails were like, I've contacted the Department of Transportation for Los Angeles to figure out a route and a game plan. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this is a weekend. It's really not going to be a big deal. But I appreciate the effort, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. So now Mari and I are in back-to-back recaps. And let's get to last night's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, Mari, I don't know if it's just me, and I really want to know what you think about this, but I really feel, and I was talking with Pat Lambert about this last week, is that the Kardashians episodes this season are down to such a formula of storyline A and storyline B, and one, you know, like last week being, I think it was last week being Kim Kardashian's butt x-ray. Like, I feel like there's like a recurring week storyline theme going on here, because now we're about Bruce's hearing. What do you think about that? Do you feel like you sense that?
If I've ever come across a show that has more dick in the soup than this, that would not be possible. And let me explain to the viewers, because I cover a lot of reality shows for AfterBuzz TV, and they've taught me the phrase dick in the soup, which means when producers meddle in and they create storylines. And I think Kardashians does it more than any other reality show on television. And frankly, it's probably not even the producers. It's most likely Kris Jenner working with Ryan Seacrest. And, you know, they do. They have it down to a formula. But are you not entertained by that formula?
Well, that's the next part of it. You can't help but laugh at Bruce, and I think he's such a likable guy. And I feel like at least what we can say is these are everyday sort of little things, you know, not a butt x-ray maybe, but like the hearing thing. What at least what I'll say, and we'll get into sort of what they did, but at least, you know, I feel like Bruce is relatable and likable. I enjoy his little moments with Kris, because she's such a crazy person, and I feel like he sort of doesn't let it get to him, you know what I mean?
I have to say, so I read your notes, and I saw when you were talking about Bruce and the hearing, you said, are they running out of storylines? This seems kind of like, you know, a random, everyday type of boring storyline. I'm not sure if you said that, but you basically said, are they running out of storylines? And I thought to myself, I really liked this whole segment, but the reason why I probably did, and you said it's relatable, it is so relatable to me, and let me tell you why. First of all, my dad's name is Bruce. Second of all, he is about Bruce Jenner's age. And third of all, he has terrible hearing. And so I could totally relate to this, and I was laughing when he was getting his ears checked at the doctor, which, by the way, that's my family's same ENT, Dr. Sugarman. But anyway, so my family has...
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Always made fun of my dad for his hearing, to the point where my sister and I, we created this game where we kind of take advantage of it, and sometimes we'll, like, start talking to him, and we'll, like, mumble or whisper, like, talk lower on purpose so that he'll be like, what? What? And it drives him crazy. But, like, he hasn't been able to hear for years, and he always says what to everything. And I think part of it is selective hearing, because he'll say what, and then my mom will say, you heard me, and then it turns out he did. But I was laughing because this one time a couple months ago, my brother-in-law had this iPhone app that tests your hearing age, and it puts out frequency levels, and if you can hear it, then it says, okay, you have, like, a hearing age of, you know, this age, slowly going down the age bracket. So we started, and so he puts out the frequency noise, and we're all standing around, and we all hear the first one except my dad. And the first one is, like, 75 or older, which my dad is in his early 60s. Then we do another frequency, and everyone hears it, and that's 50 or older. And then we do another frequency, and that's 40 or older, so-and-so. And so I had about, like, a 30, which I'm only 23, so that kind of disappointed me. But he was like, I cannot hear anything. And so I loved this storyline. I thought it was hilarious, and I love Bruce Jenner.
It's so funny that you say that, because I actually feel this, like, I can relate. I have somebody in my family, too, that I can relate to this story with. And, you know, like, the girls going in and testing it out and calling it behind his back, you know, it really was something relatable and funny, whether or not it was, hopefully, you hope that that was real, that he really couldn't hear them in that scene. And then the harmony cone, of course, Chloe would come in with this harmony cone where he's laying on his side with this candle or wax thing, which ended up being, sorry, but disgusting when all of that wax came out. But leave it to Chloe to bring in that gadget. And then, so I thought that was funny. It was lighthearted. And even him and the doctor, and the two of them talking about women and selective hearing. I mean, every guy, I think, in the universe can relate to that. The only problem I have with this scene was the whole, did you pick up the girls, the picking up the dog thing. That, to me, is where it started to look a little fixed, where I don't know if that really happened that way or not. And then, of course, Chris turning into crazy wife, nagging wife, you know, Crazy Chris, I want to start calling her. We have Crazy Kelly in Housewives, and I'm calling her Crazy Chris now because she just turns into sort of like this psycho mom and wife, and I don't know. So Chris sort of got on my nerves again in this scene, but I don't know. What did you think of, did you feel like she was, how did you feel about Chris with this scene?
I thought the whole picking up the girls and the girls running late was staged only because, I mean, I don't blame them because they're only, you know, 13 and 15, but the girls aren't the best actresses. And
right.
So
supposed
that
to see
whole, yeah, that whole them being upset with him for picking them up late, I thought that was a little staged. And Chris is crazy, but, you know, that's her. That's her personality. It's entertaining. And she does what she needs to do for these girls. Like, you know, I think in the first episode we talked about this because, you know, the girls were dealing with the fact that she was being more of a momager than a mom. But you know what? These girls, if it weren't for her, they would have nothing, you know.
Right.
What other careers would they have? And so she really has, she has them set for life now. And so while she is annoying, you know, she built a brand. So more power to her.
Right. And, you know, I think she knows how she's coming off. And you have to give her credit for, I think, just being a strong personality and holding the reins in that family and keeping everybody sort of on a good page in life, let's say, without, you know, a few blips along the way. But with so many kids and so much going on, you can at least see that she's really got a handle on everybody. And so you have to give her credit for that. Of course, as I'm saying that, though, we go into the other portion of, here we go with storyline B, which I really hope it's sort of, they break up this formula a little bit, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen. But storyline B, we have Rob drama in full effect, and of course it started with his 24th birthday party at Mirage in Las Vegas with Kim and Chloe, and basically it comes up that, you know, the whole Rob-Courtney relationship comes up in this episode, and how her feelings are hurt that she's not part of his birthday, and says she wasn't invited, and he texts her that he would love to see Mason, and he comes out with the fact that he doesn't see Mason and her more because of Scott and their incident in the past, the mirror incident, and so he's trying to keep Courtney out of his feelings, and it's affecting his relationship with her and Mason. He has never been to their house. Then it turns into Rob gets sick, and Chloe and Courtney are over. Well, he's at Chloe's house. He lives there, and Courtney comes over and, you know, basically gets into thinking he, you know, they bring up his penis problem, which I don't know if he would really appreciate that, asking if he's hungover. He says he doesn't drink, smoke, or do drugs, which I actually was happy to hear. But then, you know, Courtney, he tries to see Courtney and renew that relationship and goes to her house for the first time, which doesn't go very well. He's not feeling well. She's breaking his balls, in his words, and he comes out with it that he doesn't come over because of Scott and the fact that he's an alcoholic. And Courtney, of course, wanting to defend her family, can you blame her, kicks him out. And then it turns into the Rob in the hospital scene. But up until this moment, what were your thoughts on the whole Rob, Courtney, sort of fight going on here?
Obviously a lot of it couldn't have been staged because no one could have known that he had his appendix out. And when they were all speculating that it was his drinking, I remembered a few months back in the media that he had his appendix out, so I knew what it was all along. I don't know if it was staged. I don't think it was, because Rob is pretty genuine, so I don't think it was, but I was pretty surprised at first when he explained that he doesn't like Scott, because I thought to myself, I was like, wait a second, the first couple seasons, they were best buds, they were such good friends, and so I was like, what went wrong? If anything, Scott's much better now than he used to be, so why is he so upset? And then he explained it as, well, I see Lamar and the way he treats Chloe, so I don't like the way that Scott treats Courtney. But all these years, he never said anything. So it was like a little weird now that he said something, and I was a little surprised. I don't know if it's staged, though. But I will have to say one thing. I do think it's very inappropriate that he lives with Chloe and Lamar, only because they are a brand new, or they're newlyweds, essentially. And that is not good for a new marriage to have your brother living with you. Like, you need private time, and I don't know, I think that's a little inappropriate. I love that Lamar and Rob are so close, and I guess that's what drove him away from Scott, but I don't know. I think Scott is finally actually getting back on track now, so Rob not liking him kind of threw me for a loop.
I totally agree. I feel like, again, and I don't mean to keep, you know, bashing the producer side of it, but having been on reality TV and sort of just imagining what kind of is going on behind the scenes, I almost feel like the feelings are real. I think there is a disconnect between Rob and Scott. I do think that him and Courtney probably do have to address some issues, but I just feel like the way that it's staged in this particular episode is that they literally, like, sit them down and say, okay, today we're going to talk about your issues with Scott. You know, that's my only thing. I feel like with his birthday coming up, maybe they even, who knows, maybe they asked him not to invite Courtney on purpose. You never know. But I feel like they sort of fixed it all in as a storyline around his birthday. Either way, though, I do agree. I think the feelings and what's going on there is real, and I do think it was interesting to see it come out. And I also agree with you that it is weird that he's living with Chloe and Lamar. And, they are a close family, obviously. And I still am around my family a lot. So I guess you wouldn't think it's that weird. But as a newlywed couple, you're right. Wouldn't they want some privacy? So I wonder on whose end is that decision going on. You know, I'm curious to know behind the scenes there. But hopefully maybe we'll find something out. But as far as Rob's feelings on Scott go, you can't.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Blame him for possibly harboring feelings from past incidents, but as far as what we see as the public, it does look like Scott's on a good track, and I would have to side with Courtney in that it's not Rob's decision to choose who Courtney's with, and knowing that they are family and they have a child, you would think I would want, if it were my brother, to see him being more supportive, and you do get the impression that he doesn't have it all together, and he goes out and parties a lot. So I really feel like he has to kind of come to the plate here. And although he might have feelings on Scott, it does look like he's on a much better track now. So I don't know what we're going to see in the future, but how can you blame Courtney for... I actually wanted to see more out of her when he started talking like that in her house. Did you not agree that that was so disrespectful?
I mean, I thought so.
Yeah, I mean, as her brother, I just feel like, and knowing it's on TV, I really would like to know the behind the scenes there and what they really felt about that kind of stuff, like bringing that up on TV. At this point, with Courtney, where she's at with Scott, I really wish I could see more from Courtney, like on her feelings on the subject. It was almost like she...
Yeah, because last episode, I was pretty shocked that he sleeps in a separate bedroom. That's like pretty bad, because they seem pretty happy and back on track. So when they said that last episode, I was like, wow, that's actually a big step back.
I know, and those are the little moments that I want to see. I want more of that. I want more of why he's sleeping in a separate bedroom. I can't blame Courtney for not wanting to show Mason on TV, which I think they try to avoid that. But you know what? They've shown everything else. They showed his birth. I'd like to see, like, how they're managing more as a family.
No, but you know what? I think that's good, because I know with Chloe, who was it, Kim and Courtney Take New York, that one, Courtney did not want Mason to be featured in the show at all, and he wasn't. And so they're doing the same thing now, and I think that is a very good move. He is a baby. He doesn't have to grow up on television. So I think that is a good choice by her as a mother to not feature Mason in the show. You know, so I do want to know more of what's going on, but I think that was a very healthy choice.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally understand the choice. But I do just want to see more of. I really actually want of all the couples. I'm very, you know, Kim and Chris. Obviously, they're in their whole. We know what's going on there. They're building up to this engagement and wedding and everything like that, and it seems really cute. But I'm actually most intrigued, I think, by Courtney and Scott out of all the couples. How do you feel about which couple in kind of has your attention the most?
I still at this point want to see more on Chris and Kim, only because it's so new and I'm so curious, like, what their relationship is like, because I haven't seen it as much as the other one. So that's one I'm actually most curious about.
Yeah, I guess I feel like you kind of know what you're getting with Kim and Chris. It's like that new stage and they're all lovey-dovey and obviously we know what's coming. But I don't know, Courtney and Scott just sort of have a depth to them that with everything going on, I feel like they're very real. I feel like Courtney of everybody, Chloe definitely always speaks her mind, but I think Courtney really sort of has a realness to her, and Scott definitely has a lot going on. So I hope we see more of them, and I think we will, judging on the sort of the previews that they've showed for the season. But I'm curious to see how they sort of play out. And, you know, Rob, I don't know, how do you feel about Rob as far as his involvement in the show? I feel like, do you think he's an important character, or do you like him as a character, or as the brother that's sort of mooching off everybody?
I think he's so funny. I think he's hilarious. Like, he's just that, like, freeloading college grad. Like, he just wants to hang out with Lamar. He just wants to party. Like, I just think he's comic relief.
Yeah, I think he's comic relief, but I don't know. I feel like it's still, no matter what, lives and dies the show by the three main girls, Courtney, Chloe, and Kim, obviously. And, you know, they're trying to show the younger girls now. I don't know. I just don't feel like they're, like you said, they're kind
of growing
up. That's
why it's funny, That's why it's funny, though, to watch, because he's just along for the ride. Like, he's just this 24-year-old kid whose sisters are uber famous, so guess what? He gets to get tables at clubs and have whole Vegas nights devoted to his 24th birthday and hook up with tons of girls. And so he's just, like, there for the ride. He's always along for the ride. He gets the best seats at the Lakers games. Like, he is just set, and he knows it, so it's funny.
I guess so. But, you know, then you see, like, him not even, you know, in the bed, like, the way he was laying there. Now, of course, he was sick, but the way he was saying he's never even been to Courtney's house and he doesn't see Mason enough, that makes me say, like, come on, Rob, get it together and, you know, get your stuff together. That's what happens when people are handed things and sort of going along for the ride. He doesn't seem to have his stuff together. And I guess it's funny, but also I'd like to see him sort of get more together and definitely be more supportive and see Mason, because if that were my brother, I'd be way more upset than Courtney even seemed to be with him.
Yeah.
But then, of course, we do see that he truly did have his appendix situation and they rushed him to the hospital. Now, this scene with Kim storming in, I feel like Kim all of a sudden, like, appeared in the episode here saying that Rob had to go to the hospital. And then, I don't know if you noticed this, but I just want to touch on this for a second. Did you notice that Chris was talking about getting her tennis shoes on? And she said it multiple times. And to me, that was sort of like a secret plug for their Skechers. I don't know if you picked up on that or if you thought that at all, if I was just imagining this. But even the Rob hospital scene, didn't it seem like so sort of perfectly put together when it was supposed to be like...
I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't notice because I just saw her taking off her heels. I didn't see her putting on the Skechers, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. Like, I had to laugh, and I don't know if I was totally imagining that, but she brought it up a few times, and I just was like, if you're plugging your Skechers right now, maybe I just should give you a lot of credit because you're really good at plugging your brands. But, of course, then they, you know, rush over and take Rob to the ER, and the whole appendix surgery scene being sort of heightened drama. But I don't know. I guess they couldn't have planned that, right? Like, I guess that wasn't fixed. Because how could it be?
No. Yeah.
So they just sort of had a dramatic moment, I guess, built in right there. And then that's where it sort of all wraps up between Courtney and Rob. And she apologizes for not believing that he's sick, obviously. And he leaves off that he's going to see Nathan more and not let Scott get in the way. But don't you feel like they sort of still have to resolve their issues there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a confrontation later on in the season between Scott and Rob. And while you were saying, like, it was built-in drama right there, it is, but getting your appendix out doesn't have to be that dramatic with, like, music and a commercial break to see what's wrong with him. So they definitely, you know, take advantage of that drama.
I totally agree, and that's why that's where I was going with it, because I don't want to outwardly say that to somebody who's in pain getting their appendix out, but even the hospital scene seemed forced and seemed like, oh my God, like as if nobody's ever gotten their appendix out in the universe, like it was the most dramatic surgery in the world, and I feel bad almost saying that because, of course, he did get his appendix out, but you're right, I totally agree that it was, even that was heightened drama more than it had to be. But, of course, it was TV, and they know by now, by the sixth season, what they have to do to make it interesting. So you have to give them credit for that. But do you feel resolved with the way they left off? Because I definitely think more needs to happen there between Rob and...
No, I think there's going to be more. I think that they're building up the storyline there.
Yeah, I think it's kind of just beginning. So I'm very curious to see how that plays out. You know, we have some very exciting news and gossip and predictions to get to, but do you have any last opinions to throw out there before we get to all the gossip and the good stuff?
I'll say I'm excited to see the Rob.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Got confrontation because I want to know what's going to go down.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, Scott is one of my most intriguing characters. As much as you might have hated him in the past or like him now, I really think that he is one of the best sources of human interest. Let's just put it that way. They are teasing us that more is to come. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I really think that Scott is one of my most important, maybe not likable, but one of my most interesting characters for the show. I don't know how you feel about that.
I agree. He has depth to him. He has, like, issues that are more than just superficial.
Right, and of course he's from New York, isn't he? So maybe we're biased on that note. But there's definitely lots of news and gossip to get to. The famous, soon-to-be newlywed couple has set a wedding date, and we're going to get to all that. But first, let's go to a quick commercial.
Hey, guys. This is actually Ben the intern, and I have no clue what I'm doing. So...
Okay. Okay. Well, then let's keep on with it. Thank you for the honesty.
I can get someone in here. We can go to commercial very shortly.
What's that?
We can go to commercial very soon. One second.
Okay. Hey, we can. We're patient, right, Mari? We can keep talking.
And our viewers are patient too, hopefully, because we got some good news and gossip coming up. Because I read your notes and I can't wait to discuss.
I know, there's some like...
You guys ready
stuff?
For commercial?
We are ready, thank you, Phil.
All right, I'm here. Intern Ben does not know how to run commercials. It's all right, we'll teach him. You guys don't need
the
honor.
Okay.
Here we go.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Well, that commercial was well worth the wait. And so is this news and gossip. So let's get right into our Kardashians news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries have officially set a wedding date. I know we've all been waiting, but Kardashian has been keeping it quiet, or maybe she hasn't just decided yet. I don't know, but they finally set the date for August 20th of 2011. And according to rumors, the couple was looking to have their wedding later than the end of August, but have been pushed to agree on this date due to huge media interest, and more than 1,000 guests have been invited to the event. Still unknown, though, is the location, aside from the fact that it will be somewhere in California. And many speculate that the footage from Kim's wedding will be used for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. However, it's also possible that it will air instead as another reality show starring the newlyweds. So what do you think of an August wedding, Mari? It's right around the corner.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be, just like Queen Lamar had, a whole hour-long wedding special. Then there's going to be a Kim and Chris reality show series of its own, just like Queen Lamar. So that's what's going to happen. I think the marriage isn't going to last, mostly because of all of that, and I think it's ridiculous that they're getting married this early. I thought maybe they had a chance, but the fact that the engagement, which we'll see later on in the season, was actually filmed and all of it, I don't know. I need to see their relationship more. That's why I'm so intrigued by it, because it just seems like it's a match made in reality heaven, and that is never a good thing. And I think it's ridiculous that they're getting married so early. I think it's ridiculous that they got engaged so fast. So it'll be a huge media spectacle, and she's going to make a lot of money off of it. But I don't think rushing into it is at all good for the marriage.
Honestly, I have to agree. Like, hearing how this wedding is playing out, you just feel so sad for them that they might not even realize how formulated this whole thing is. And how can it feel real when you are catering to this huge reality show fan base? And, like, how can you invite 1,000 guests? Like, how can that feel real and intimate and let you appreciate the moment? And you're being filmed. Of course, they're used to all of this, but you have to... I have to agree with you, Mari, that all of this, like, formula-run wedding business is going to get in the way of their relationship. And you're right, we haven't seen enough of it to know how they feel about each other. I absolutely 100% hope for their sake that they really do feel for each other and love each other. But you're right, they're going to probably have a spinoff, and it's going to be a special, and it's all going to be a spectacle. And it's just a lot of sort of pegs in their way to have to get through and have a real relationship at the end of the day. And you're right. The odds are probably not going to be in their favor to have this all work out. And also, yeah. I feel really bad for her that she's not taking more time to, like, enjoy everything. She's, like, rushing into everything. So... I mean, she's going to get, I'm sure, a grand wedding, but it just all feels so rushed.
I mean, Chloe and Lamar was really rushed, and I didn't have hope for them, but now I totally think that they're great for each other, and I love their relationship, so I could be proven wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be.
Yeah, I hope we're proven wrong, that's for sure, because they really do both seem like right now what we've seen, that they are lovey-dovey with each other and it is genuine, so I hope it continues that way. But talking about genuine, Kris Jenner decided to go under the surgeon's knife and have a facelift, a fresh facelift, ahead of Kim's big day, which will be televised on E! Kris's surgeon, Dr. Garth Fisher, has said to be even more beautiful for Kim's wedding, he's performed a format-based pinnacle lift on Kris Jenner. And not only that, but video footage of Kris before literally laying on the hospital bed and after surgery has been published on the E! Website, obviously the network behind the show, and it shows Kris in tears. I don't know if you saw it, Mari, but it shows Kris in tears as she sits in the waiting room surrounded by all of her children, dramatic beyond belief, saying, "I don't want to die." Kim comes in to soothe her, saying, "If you're scared, you don't have to do this. I'm sure everyone gets scared." The children then piled on top of their mother for a group hug before they wave her off to surgery. And as she recovered, Kim assured her the results were amazing, and she stepped out to media attention looking already revived and fabulous and gorgeous. So what do you make of this?
I mean, if she's comfortable putting her facelift out there for the world to see, then more power to her. You know, this is just another money opportunity, but I think she's been pulled enough, and I think she needs to take a little break.
That's the only thing. That's totally our own opinion. But I kind of saw this and was like, really? More face work? Now, I don't know what she's admitted to in the past, but she looked that like she was already at her max. So she still looks pretty. She still looks good though with the recent pictures. But I really, you know, wonder if she's taking it a step too far here. But I don't know if you saw the E! Footage, but it was so dramatic, like as if she was getting, you know, this was by choice, and it's supposed to be, you know, for cosmetic reasons. So I don't know. How do you feel about them publishing that footage on E!
People like to see that stuff. Why did I buy the People magazine when Heidi Montag got 10 surgeries in one day? People like to see that stuff.
Yeah, and I guess the one thing I will say, absolutely, I give her credit for being totally, I'd rather her be more upfront about it than try to hide it. Because if you're going to get plastic surgery, it's not something that you can hide. So I absolutely 100% love that she's upfront about it rather than hiding anything, and that's definitely something I appreciate. But another piece.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future
for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/green impact.
The news, which is not so pleasant, is Khloe Kardashian Odom's hubby Lamar was involved in an automobile accident while in New York City for his cousin's funeral on Thursday. According to E! News, the Lakers star was not driving the vehicle and he escaped injury, very luckily. Khloe was not in the car, but while he was being ferried by car service to his cousin's funeral, the driver apparently collided with a motorcyclist, and according to media takeout, both the motorcyclist and the 15-year-old pedestrian that was nearby were seriously injured and are currently being treated for their injuries. So, of course, our thoughts and prayers are with them, and luckily Lamar wasn't hurt and Khloe wasn't there, but that's very scary.
I mean, things happen. I'm glad he's safe. I love Lamar. I love Khloe. I will also say I saw another thing this weekend. There was pictures of Khloe out with Lamar's kids. When I was watching Khloe and Lamar, I was wondering, because I know he has a couple kids from a previous marriage, so I was wondering, like, where are they? Or has he just kind of forgotten about them? So it was nice to see her out with his kids, I guess. They're staying out on vacation in L.A. with them for 2 weeks, like in the beginning of summer and 2 weeks in the end of summer. So that's nice because they live in New York City. So that's nice to see. My boyfriend, who's a big basketball fan and a big Lamar fan and like follows this stuff, claims that Lamar never really sees his kids. and he thinks that it was kind of like publicity to show Chloe with the kids and to like spin it that way. I don't know, but it was happy. I was happy to see that.
Definitely. And that's what you have to wonder, like how much of it is behind closed doors and how much of it is just that maybe they don't have a good relationship. And that's what's so hard to gauge based on what we see and what we don't see. And when you see that, you do hope that they're genuinely having a relationship and it's not just for the media. But either way, just to see it and know that they're connecting in some way, whether it's fixed or not, you know, definitely I agree, that's a good thing. So, and of course, we hope everybody injured in that accident is recovering and happy for Lamar that he's safe and healthy. And that's it for your news and gossip for Kardashians this week. So now we can get into our predictions. And I don't know if we're going to get that creepy music.
And now,
but
you're after Buzz TV.
Yeah. Thank you. So it looks like, Mari, Kendall's birth control moment, which we've brought up earlier, which they've teased to, is finally coming around next week, and we'll see what's going on with that. And I know you've had a prediction for that already, which is that you think it has to do with her skin, possibly.
I totally think it has to do with her skin. I think the show isn't going to say that because it's way more dramatic to have this whole talk about the birds and the bees and sex and, you know, is she growing up too fast? But the reason she's on it is because of her skin.
Right, yeah. And I have to say, no matter what the reason, I'm looking forward to Bruce's awkward chat about popping the cherry, as he said, even, and birds and bees and so on. So that should be maybe hopefully a lighthearted moment and kind of funny. And then we see sort of this another health scare, Kim and her skin rash and a whole drama with her and Mom, who normally she's very sort of mom's little girl. So I don't know, that's interesting to see. I'm wondering why that rash seems pretty serious. So I'm curious to see how that happened.
I know, and that's something that's clearly not staged, so.
Yeah, and it was like all over her skin. Now, I thought that it was part of the Bora Bora filming, which is coming up eventually, but it looks like it's, for, you know, before that. So we're going to see what happens there. And again, Chris is involved in some drama and storms out, so nothing new there, but a new reason. So we're going to have to see what happens. But any last...
Well, I can't wait to call in next week to discuss it and to have Pat Lambert back, because Pat yelled at me last week for not calling in, and look, he's not even here this week, so hopefully we'll have the whole gang together next week.
I can't wait to get the whole gang together, and I love both of you co-hosting. I love Pat, and he's always so funny, so he'll be back next week, and thank you, as always, Mari, for joining me, and we will be back next week with more Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.